This is Living the RV Dream, episode 130 for Friday, February 7th, 2020.
I'm riding,
riding, riding,
riding in my RV,
my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow travelers from around the world! Today, coming to you from the home office from Pelican headquarters in Flagami, Miami, Florida, just west of Little Havana, south of the airport, north of Coral Gables. It's wedged here in the middle of Miami's this area called Flagami, which I don't know if anybody calls it Flagami anymore, but anyways, that's where I am. And today, we have a relatively short episode for you guys. Of course, last Friday we had the great celebration. I finally, the YouTube channel finally reached that magic number of 100,000 subscribers. And we did a live stream and we celebrated together, a bunch of people, we celebrated together that accomplishment. And I was very happy, very, very, very... It was kind of emotional, to be honest about it. But today we have a short show because by the time you hear this, we're going to be, we probably had a great meetup in Homestead, Florida. I'm recording this on Thursday and we're having a meetup this evening at Miami Brewing Company in Homestead, Florida. And I have to get the RV ready and all that. So I'm going to be brief. I'm just going to read some of your emails and perhaps we have some voicemail. And then next week, we're going to have a great interview with a lady, Mary De Rosario, and she wrote a book called The Airstream That Ran Away With a Spoon. And this weekend, I'm going to see if I can read the book. And then next week, we're going to have the interview with her. And I'm really looking forward to that one. But before we continue, let's hear some of your mail. And the first voicemail comes from Steve and Emma.
Hi, Robert. How you doing, buddy? You're a great emissary for us. We all love you. We love your shows. We love the points of interest that you point out to us. Congratulations on 100,000. And run for the money. Run for that 200,000. You will get it. Congratulations from Steve and Emma, Winter Haven, Florida.
Thank you so much. One of these days I'm going to make it up to Winter Haven for sure. And maybe we can hang out. The next one, Burnaby from Sparks, Nevada.
As a longtime camper, I appreciate your videos and taking me to places that were always on my bucket list. You're very informative, congenial, and a hell of a guy that... anyone would be proud to know. Again, thank you for making an old man's life a lot more enjoyable. Thank you, and I'll continue to follow and watch.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for those kind words. The next message comes from Kimberly.
Hi, Traveling Robert. I'm here in Washington State. And I am wondering about your series, summer series 2019. And I've got to episode 20, but we're episode 21, 22, 23, and so on. Thank you.
Well, Kimberly, it turns out it's taken me a lot longer to edit those videos from this summer series than I was expecting. Episode 21 came out last Sunday, and this Sunday, episode 22 is gonna be up. It is uploaded already. Actually, if you're a patron of the channel of patreon.com/travelingrobert, or a member of the channel, if you click that join button on YouTube, I released those to you guys today because today is the day that I actually finished it, and they don't even, the captions are not even ready yet as of this recording. But every week I'm releasing one, and this Sunday is going to be 22. In which I drive. The idea was to do like the whole California, the North Coast. It turns out it's a very long coast, and I took a lot of video. So I decided to stop at the 45-minute mark and do the Redwoods on episode 23. And then at 24, it's going to be the Oregon coast, most likely. And 25 is going to be the Olympic Peninsula. I imagine 26 is going to be a day trip to Victoria from Port Angeles, Washington, and so on and so forth. The following one would be Seattle. The one after that would be Vancouver. And then I don't know exactly how much video I took on the Columbia River Gorge, but I might be able to combine that with visiting my friend Angel Vrappy in Walla Walla, Washington. And then we're going to do a whole episode on Idaho. And then after Idaho is the Grand Teton National Park, which I was thinking of combining it with Yellowstone, but we may have enough footage. As you can see, we still have a lot of episodes going. If I can work ahead a little bit, I'm going to start releasing two per week. And because I would like to finish this whole series before April. But we still have at least 12, 13 episodes, because after where was I? Yellowstone National Park. What did I do after that? I did that that Beartooth Highway, and then we went into what's it called now? That movie, The Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The big mountain that the guy was doing with the mashed potatoes. And Devil's Tower. It just came back to me. Devil's Tower. Then I just did a quick run through that, the northwestern corner of South Dakota, you know, Mount Rushmore. Then we did the Badlands. And then it was pretty much a mad rush through Nebraska and Kansas a little bit. And I spent a couple of days in Omaha, Nebraska. I visited Lincoln. I went to Des Moines, Iowa, like very briefly. Went up to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Came back down south because there was a hurricane threat coming to Miami, and I thought about dropping everything and coming back to Miami. That was, but I did some things. I visited Hannibal, is it in Missouri, where they have the boyhood home of Mark Twain. And from there, I went back up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I spent some time there. I went to Mackinac Island. And from there, I came back south through Detroit and met up with our friends Barb and Jim Forey. And we met up in northern Ohio by the shores of Lake Erie. We went to Put-in Bay. We had the Columbus meetup. And from there, I went straight in September. We're in September already. By this point, I went to the Pennsylvania, the Hershey, Pennsylvania RV show. And then from there, I took, you know, about a week to make it my way back south to Miami through the Skyline Drive in Shenandoah National Park. Well, that's the rest of the trip in a nutshell. And you're going to think I'm crazy if I think I'm going to finish this up before April, maybe May. But on May 1st, the idea is to depart towards Alaska. So, and then we're going to have a Kansas City meetup. We're going to have a Des Moines, Iowa meetup along the route. That's the plan. Those are the things coming up. And by the way, that's why I'm cutting the podcast a little short today, because our friends Jim and Barb Forey from Northern Ohio, well, they're spending their winter months down here in South Florida, and that's where we're gonna meet this evening. We're gonna go do a meetup at Miami Brewing Company, which by the time you listen to this, it's gonna be gone. But we're gonna do another meetup in South Florida at some point, hopefully before the long Alaska trip. And lots of stuff going on, lots of news here in the near future about the podcast, my YouTube channel. I want to do more interviews, and I do believe I have one more voicemail. Okay, I listened to the message, and it was just someone actually asking if we were still doing the meetup this evening at the Miami Brewing Company in Homestead. So I said yes. I replied personally, and now we're gonna go through some regular mails, usually comments that people leave in my feedback form in travelingrobert.com. By the way, if you want to leave a voice message, travelingrobert.com, any of the pages, you're gonna see a sign in one of the corners that says "Talk to me," and that's how you can leave me a voice message. It'll work with you from your computer if your computer has a microphone, or from your mobile device. So I love to hear messages from you guys. So make sure you guys do that. Here I have a message from John Boats. And at the feedback form in my contact page in travelingrobert.com. Just a couple of questions. Your truck, what year and engine size, and what do you roughly get for gas mileage? What is the towing capacity of the truck? I have a 2004 Silverado 5.3 liter, but looking to upgrade. We have a 2015 Rockwood 2198S, and it weighs 4,000 pounds. I love the small trailer. Enjoy your videos. And my truck is a little less capable than your Silverado, for sure, I'm sure. I believe it is capable of towing 7,200 pounds. It has a 3.6 liter V6 gas engine. And I get in between, it depends, really. Lately, I've been getting a little less. I don't know why. But usually, I get about 13 miles per gallon towing with the Chevy Colorado. It's a 2019, the one with the 8-speed transmission, which, by the way, apparently from the factory, they come with the wrong fluid, and sometimes they shift kind of weird. So it is recommended that you take it in and they replace it with some synthetic fluid. That's what I've heard. So all right, from Jerry Fink. My name is Jerry. I happened to find your YouTube series this weekend and spent the whole weekend watching your videos. Oh man, that's a lot of watching. But in any case, let me continue reading here. It's hard to come across this type of entertaining show that speaks to real people with genuine, honest sharing presentation in a human, loving way. I would like to offer you a chance to be personally guided through the area I live in. You've been here before, but my way will like be no other you have experienced before. I will be your driver and guide and to take care of you on an insightful experience of this area that will fill your film banks with stock info for many shows to come. This will include free RV space with full hookups, the strongest Wi-Fi while staying on my llama farm, plus great breakfast and mind-blowing time. Ball is on your court. By the way, on a personal note, thank you for helping an old man who has been getting stale on live for way too long. You have revitalized my spirits, and I am personally thankful. And an added bonus, give me 3 days or longer if you wish, and I'll feel a special desire you have expressed in your show. You'll be impressed. Oh, really? Wow. The one thing that he didn't mention is where this llama farm is. Of course, this is an older message. I corresponded with him and he told me where. So I'm looking forward to it. Maybe this coming fall. So I have a message from Theo. Yosemite National Park episode 19 is a beautiful video. Looks like you cleaned the lens. The pictures are amazingly clear, even into the far distance. It looked like very rough hike. I am glad you could go there with you. That I could go there with you in virtual mode. Thanks again for the high quality and warm greetings. And
you would say la victoire.
And Google thinks I'm talking to it for some reason. In any case, yeah, that is one of my favorite too. By the way, if you guys want to see that that video, that's the Yosemite National Park video. It's impossible to get a bad video of that area. And I'm trying to think here. Okay. Another congratulations from Bob on the 100,000 subscribers. Next goal, a million. If we spread the word, yeah, please do spread the word. I'm at in the last day of my 2-week, 3-mile solo road trip from northern Colorado, rambling to Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. Man, I want to go to that Oregon Pipe so bad next winter for sure. A true 5-star campground, each site nestled among cacti with plenty of elbow room. I think that's where my friend Danny Machado, who were neighbors in Quartzsite last year. I think that's where he went after. He went to this town called Ajo, and I think he went. By the way, that was during the government shutdown, so it was free for him. So, in any case, yeah, he tells me how he re-winterized the trailer. And here's a message from an old viewer, not old in age, but old, like she's being a viewer and a listener for a long time. Her name is Della. Congratulations, Robert. It's indeed a milestone to be proud of. It's been fascinating to follow along by viewing as you have built your following and created the best travel entertainment available today. I'm so excited and happy for you. You more than deserve the recognition. Hope to keep tuning in. I'm not a fellow RVer, but I'd rather an armchair viewer. Certainly enjoy every episode, which I view more than once. Thank you. Keep it going. God bless. And thank you so much, Della, for that email. And here we go. I have some messages commenting on, you know, that the last Friday night when I reached the 1,000 subscribers, I did a live stream and we all celebrated together live, you know, drinking champagne here. And I have one from Joanne Ridgway, whom I met in Huntsville, Alabama, a couple of months ago. What a night. So much fun to watch you as your numbers crept higher and higher. Bam, you hit the magic number, 100,000. We are so happy for you and Ileana. Congratulations. And thanks for a new video. I enjoyed it. Hope you have a great weekend, from Joe Ridgway. And thank you so much, Joe. It's, it is my pleasure to do this. I mean, it's my calling, for sure, my calling in life. And we're going to do one more. And, okay, this is a reply. Let me find the original email. This person, okay, here we go. Hi, Robert, I've been enjoying your YouTube channel. Really great content, well edited, and I love how you inject a sense of humor into your narrations. I'm in Houston. Actually, most of your Houston episode was filmed right outside the building that I work in. Next time you pass through Houston, give me a shout, and your IPA tab will be on me. All right. Most definitely. And beforehand, let me tell you right now, that's going to happen probably around this time of the year, maybe a little earlier next year, as we're going to drive to the West. Next winter, the idea is to go to Quartzsite and eventually even down to Mexico. You have to go through Houston. Although I'm thinking of taking US 95, which goes closer to the coast, and sees other things, because I-10, you know, I've done too many times. Let me finish the email. I do have one question. What is your camera setup on the Mini Weenie that you look out over the front of your truck? Love the view. Is it a dash cam kind of setup? How is it powered, and how many hours of footage does it store? And best, Anupam. And as I reply to him, but many people ask this question all the time, that right now, currently, as of the summer road trip, before this summer road trip, it was an older camera, but right now I have a GoPro Hero 7 Black Edition up there, which is good because it is a waterproof camera in case it rains. And I have it on a standard GoPro mount that I mounted when the trailer was brand new. Actually, the GoPro mount hasn't changed since the GoPro 1, I think. And it is a very good system. I mean, GoPro really kicked it out of the park there. It has a very strong double-sided tape, you know, that 3M tape that really sticks to everything, and it sticks there forever. I mean, it's been on top of the trailer for 5.5 years. It's traveled, I don't know, 60,000 miles. I have no idea. I have to update that Excel file at some point that I have with all the miles on the Minitini trailer. And it's just there, you know, forever. And then to power, okay, I have a 256 gigabyte card on that camera that more or less gives me about 4 hours of footage. And since 4 hours is more or less usually my maximum, it's totally adequate. Otherwise, I have a second card just in case. The thing is the power, and the battery on the GoPro lasts roughly an hour, so that's not enough. I did it for the beginning of the summer trip. You know, every hour I would stop, I would go on the roof, change the battery, and it got tedious and tiresome. So eventually I bought the power bank that the GoPro rep at VidCon recommended, which is an Anker. And they have several models. I bought one of the bigger ones. I attach it to the roof of the trailer, and I did put it on the rubber part, which is probably not the best idea, but it's working out well, with a heavy-duty Velcro, so I could remove the power bank in order to recharge it. But that power bank will power the GoPro for like 2 days, no problem. And it's the only power bank that I've found with clean enough power, because the GoPro tends to crash if that power going into the GoPro charging it is not extremely clean for some reason. I don't know why, it's very sensitive. So it's an Anker power bank up there, and then of course when you connect the GoPro to the Anker power bank, it's no longer waterproof. But I've been putting like an electric tape on the front of it, you know, kind of covering any of the openings that the parts that could get like really wet if it starts raining. Same with the power bank. I put electric tape over all the other USB holes and even the power button. So, you know, I've driven through some pretty heavy thunderstorms and it has survived. So I guess I did something right. So at least I'm making it kind of water resistant, but yeah, not waterproof. And that's all I'm going to have for you guys today. I have to load up the trailer and I have about 2.5 hours to do it. And if you've loaded up a trailer from scratch, you know, it can take even longer than that. And I have to make sure all my batteries are charged because it's going to be an action-packed weekend. And I hope to bring you a good video of Homestead this weekend trip coming up. And it looks like it might rain today, so I have to hurry. Of course, the podcast for the time being is commercial free, but if you choose to do so, check out one of the ways in which you can support my work here on the podcast and on the videos at travelingrobert.com/support. And one of them is using, you know, if you buy on Amazon, using one of my links. If you buy technology products for your RV, just go to travelingrobert.com/technoRV and I'm an affiliate with them. And they're a very, very good company with great support, Eric and Tammy Johnson. And finally, you can also become a Patreon at patreon.com/travelingrobert. And you will get early access to videos and live updates from the road. Occasionally, you might get like bloopers and outtakes, that kind of thing. And if there's our ringtones for your phone, ringtones with my music, you get early access to my music as well. If I compose a song, I'll post it there for the patrons, that kind of thing. So and that's all I'm gonna plug today because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. And before I go, I want to play you one of my latest songs, one of the latest tunes that I did. And this is the complete version of Driving to the East that I finally finished it. And it's going to be available on the CD, new CD dropping in about a week or so. It should arrive here at Pelican Head Studios in Miami, Florida. And I'm going to start shipping those soon. So that's it. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening and see you on the road.
Yeah, yeah. Driving to the I'm more than halfway home. I'm getting tired, I'm getting sleepy. I've been away for too long. I'm thinking of a song. I'm getting close, I'm a believer that tonight I'll be home. Driving to the east.
too long.